Let's go to Danny O'Brien, who joins us now by way of Flint, Michigan. Beautiful Flint, Michigan. He's 6'2", 310 pounds. A defensive tackle extraordinaire. Danny, good afternoon to you. Good morning where you are. Congratulations. You're a Tennessee Volunteer. How's it feel, my friend?
It feels great, sir. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, it's a real honor to spend a few minutes with you. Appreciate you joining. Danny, how difficult is it for you to leave a Michigan State, Michigan hotbed and come play ball in the SEC? How tough was that for you to do that?
It wasn't tough for me at all. It was more tough for, you know, the people that support me, you know, like friends and family, like they want to see me, you know, stay in state. But, you know, the SEC, that I've, you know, I believe in the SEC the whole time I've been in high school. I've, you know, the last six national championships, you can't deny that. And I want to play where the best ball players play, so.
That's beautiful stuff, man. You know what's funny, though? When I visit Big Ten country, and I'm up there quite a bit, and I especially spent a lot of time up in Michigan and up in your parts, those people really think that Big Ten, Big 11, whatever it is, that is the greatest conference in the world. And I'm going, wait a second here. Who wins all the national championships? And by the way,
I can definitely say something about that. I mean, the Big Ten's the greatest conference in the world if you want to play in the Rose Bowl every year. But if you want to play in the national championship, you go play in the SEC.
And from your standpoint, the opportunity to play against the best, how excited are you that Tennessee may be fooling with a 3-4 defense instead of the 4-3, which I would think is going to open up a real opportunity for you?
I'm very excited. Coach Sal, I believe in everything he says. And if he wants to run a 3-4 or he wants to run a 4-3, you know, I trust him. He knows a lot about football. And, you know, we're going to have a great defense here in the next 4 years at Tennessee. We have a lot of great players and a lot of great commitments, and you know, I think the sky's the limit for us.
Danny, I'm looking at you, and I've looked at some video on you, and I'm looking at your profile picture that Tennessee's running at Tennessee.com right now, UTSports.com. I would imagine you being 6'2", 310, there aren't many people who have messed with you. Would that be a fair assessment?
No, nobody really ever messes with me. The only one was my older brother.
And your older brother still beat on you to this day? Or have you gotten angry with your older brother?
I think he does, but I mean, we haven't really gotten into a fight lately. I beat him in the last wrestling match, so I got a little talking to do.
Who do you liken your game to? Is there anybody out there you pattern yourself after?
A lot of what I've heard is Mike Martin. He played at Michigan this year. You probably know him.
Yeah.
I've heard Sean Ellis a lot too, but you know, my favorite defensive lineman is Jared Allen, even though he's not the same position as me.
Man, I love Jared Allen. Are you a motor guy like him? Because that guy doesn't take any plays off.
I try to, you know, be just like him on the field and with his intensity and all that.
Danny, again, I thank you, and whatever you do, you sound like you're a guy that's going to fight the Big Ten propaganda every step of the way. I've got a guy up there that can fight the Big Ten propaganda, and his name is Danny O'Brien. I'm going to make you my minister of SEC and Tennessee propaganda up in Flint, Michigan, and it sounds like you're going to be equal to the task, and I thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, sir.
Hey, man, have a Dwight Gooden. All right, Danny O'Brien one more time.